And the pastor said, "Brother, what Bible do you use?" And I said, "Brother, I know only one Bible. Amen. It's King James Bible, 1611. He said, "Brother, I don't use a King James Bible. I use an NIV Bible." He said, "I'm support a missionary, $150. That's a good support, right?" And I'm just thinking about the money and thinking about the Bible. And I look at that, I say, "Sir, it's better for you to keep the your money. And so I don't need your money, and I don't want to preach for you because I don't want to compromise what I believe." Amen. So if you don't have, if you're not a King James before I preach, you know, if you don't use King James Bible, if before I preach, you know, you have a problem with that, I don't have any problems, and I can put, I have a credit card, I can still put gas in my car and to go back and still Florida. And I believe a King James Bible is inspired, preserved 100% the Word of God. If you have a King James Bible right now, I want to open in John chapter 4. If you don't have King James Bible, maybe you have an NIV Bible. Maybe you can put your NIV Bible in the trash over there. And if you read someone who have a King James Bible. So because that's I believe. John chapter 4. So I want you to pray for me. There's one thing we need for the church, and because we are planning to ship and the pickup truck next, the beginning of, and in the middle or the beginning of September, because we're living in the end, you know, we're looking for a keyboard, an 88 key, you know, and just pray for me and for the Lord can help me, you know, get a good keyboard. Maybe if you just walk in and you see one, because I'm planning to leave in Monday or Tuesday, if you see one, you know, and a goodwill is good, and call me. You know, maybe I will be glad to buy it. And so a keyboard, 88 key, you know, so, and that will be help me and be a blessing. And so, and for Haiti. So, John chapter 4. I want you to listen to me careful. I have a very, very heavy accent. And I learned English in the college dorm. And I learned English from my roommate, and my roommate from Alabama. If I'm preaching, you not understand me, it's not my fault, okay? So, the woman, I don't know if you're supposed to stand up, if you're supposed to stay down. I've been at different churches, some of them, you know, if you're supposed to, do it. If you're not, leave it. Oh, man, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, I don't know. The woman then left a water pot. John chapter 4, verse 28 to 30. The woman then left a water pot and went away into the city and said to the men, "Come, see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Is not the Christ?" Then they went out of the city and come to him. I believe she's a good woman in the Bible. You say, "Brother Joel, she's a husband stealer. But she's a great woman." Tonight I'm going to show you why she's a great woman. The title of the message tonight, "Come and See." Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for the great opportunity you give me to preach the word of God. Oh, Father, I don't know what I'm going to say tonight, but I pray, fill me with the Holy Spirit. Give me something. Father, use me, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. You can sit down. My wife traveling with me. He said, "Brother Joe, there's something, and I, when you preach, I listen to you." He said, "You have only one prayer everywhere when you preach." "Oh, Father, I don't know what I'm going to say." I said, "Only that you know." He said, "You never listen to anything I said in the message when I preach? That's when you remember." Well, my prayer. Bible says, Jesus left Judea, depart again into Galilee. He must need go to Samaria. Not because that path was closer, but because there was a thirsty soul waiting to drink of the water of life.
The chance had that should not have come to him. Bible says Jesus went where the woman was. Jesus carried the message of life to her. Such is our dirty today. Many church members are so busy with church activities and meetings that they do not have time to get out and win souls. Is it our business to carry the good news to those who have never heard the gospel? Is it our business to carry the good news to those who are thirsty for the living water? I believe Jesus knew there is a spiritual need in Samaria. I believe there is a spiritual need in Haiti. I believe there is a spiritual need in Africa. I believe there is a spiritual need in America. I believe there is a spiritual need everywhere in the world. The Bible says Jesus was tired with his journey. He sat at the well. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. She said, the Jews know the link with the Samaritan. Jesus said, if thou knew the gift of God, who that said to them, give me to drink, thou will ask of him, he will give you the living water. In this story, I believe Jesus led the Samaritan to the Lord. But tonight, I'm going to give to you three things about her. Three things about her. First, she realized she was a sinner. She realized she was a sinner. John chapter 4, verse 19. The woman said unto him, sir, I persevered without a prophet. When Jesus talked to the Samaritan woman, Jesus told her, go to call your husband. She said, I don't have any husband. But Jesus said, oh, yes, you're right. You don't have any husband, but you already passed 5 husbands, and the one you have right now is that your husband. She said, I think you are a prophet. How do you know already past 5 husbands? How do you know the one I have right now is not my husband? I think you are prophets. That means she realized she was a sinner. I remember 2004 when the missionary came to my house. He said, Brother Joe, you never do anything wrong. I said, no, sir, I never do anything wrong. I'm a good guy. I'm a good person. I'm a good guy. I remember when he opened the Bible and Romans 3 verse 10 said, is it writing? There is none righteous. I admit I'm a sinner. You know why I admit a sinner? Because the word of God showed me I'm a sinner. I don't know about you. I believe the King James Bible is inspired. Preserve the word of God. Anytime I read this book, it always convicted my heart because it's the word of God. Amen. The Samaritan woman realized she was a sinner. You see, in this conversation, Jesus was not judge the Samaritan woman about her life. Jesus just presented the gospel to her. Let me tell you something, Christian people. Let me tell you something, church member. It's not your job when you go soul winning to just sinner. It's not your job to tell them they have a tattoo, they have a long hair. God not call you to just sinner. God call you to preach the gospel. God call you to deliver the message. It's not your job to judge them about their life. Your job is to present the gospel to them. The reason Jesus asked the Samaritan woman, go call their husband, because Jesus want her to realize she was a sinner. You say, Brother Joe, why? Because she must be convicted of her sin before she receive Christ as a personal Savior. When I go soul winning, when I go soul winning, I try to lead someone to the Lord, I always start in Romans 3, verse 10. You say, Brother Joe, why you start Romans 3, verse 10? Because I want you convicted of your sin before I tell you Christ died to pay for your sin. If you not admit you're a sinner, there's no way I can tell you he died to pay for your sin. Also, she was a religious woman. He said, our father worship in this mountain. He said that in Jerusalem is the place where men to worship. When Jesus talked to her, he said, oh, yes, I'm serving God. Oh, I'm worshiping God. Let me tell you something. There's no way in the Bible someone can save by good work. Because the Bible says Jesus is only way. His only way. His only way. You say, Brother Joe, I'm a good guy. Jesus is only way. You say, Brother Joe, I was in the Christian home. Jesus is only way. You say, Brother Joe, I get baptized. Let me tell you something. If you're not saved, you baptize, you take a shower. You take a shower. Because Bible says Jesus is only way. His only way. I talked to a man before. I said, sir, my name is Jordan Z. Let me ask you a question. If you die right now, are you 100% sure you go to heaven? He said, I'm a Catholic. I don't care. I said, Mama, if you die right now, are you 100% sure you go to heaven? He said, I was in a Christian home. I don't care. You know why? Because the Bible says Jesus is only way. I talked to him before. I asked him a question about the salvation. He said, I'm a Baptist. I'm old-fashioned Baptist. We are Baptists. We preach a Bible. Let me tell you something. Baptists cannot save you. Because Bible says Jesus is only way. His only way. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm born again. I'm glad Jesus saved my soul. Not because of the good work. Not because I'm him son guy. Maybe that's true. Because he saved my soul. I'm glad I'm saved. Because Jesus saved my soul. He saved my soul. The woman believed there's one supposed to come in, but she was not saved. The Samaritan believed there's one supposed to come in, but she was not saved. You say, how do you know that? Look at what the Bible said in verse 25. The woman said unto him, I know that the Messiah come, which is called Christ. The Samaritan woman, according to verse 25, she believed there's one supposed to come in, but she was not saved. Because she said, I know there's one supposed to come in, it's called Christ. Let me tell you something. Church member, I'm not a smart person, but I believe there is a big difference. Then believe, then receive. There's a big difference. Then believe, then receive. You can believe in God, you're not saved. But if you believe in him, you receive him as your personal savior, you save. I remember, because the Bible said, if you go in a soul winning, you knock in the door, a lot of people will be answering you believe in God, right? And also, Bible said, demon believe in God also. I remember my second year in Bible college. If you've been in Bible college, you know what I'm going to talk. You know, it's a busy when you're in Bible college. So when he knocking the door, boss ministry, you know, special Saturday and Sunday, busy. So it was my second year. You know, they give me a guy. We went so when together, a college student, and I'm calling a student too, and the college student come and he knocking a door. There's a man coming. And he asked the man a question. You know, he's talking about the church, and he present me, but he asked a question. He said, sir, if you die right now, are you 100% sure you're going to heaven? The man said, yes. And the college student said, how do you know that? He said, because I believe in God. And the college student said, that's what I'm looking for. And he walked away. And I was with him. I said, brother, why you walk away? He said, Brother Joe, he's saved. I said, what mean? He's a child of God. I said, why you say that? He said he believe in God. I said, because he said he believe in God, he's a child of God? He said, yes. I said, brother, explain to me. He said, Brother Joe, you don't speak English. I said, you know I don't. Brother, he's a child of God. He's a child of God. I go back to the same person again. I say, sir, my name is Joe Dizzy. I'm from Haiti. But all the Haitian people, they like to ask questions two times. Please, can I ask you a question again? He said, sure. I said, sir, if something happened, you die right now,
you find yourself in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus asks you personal, why are you in heaven? How are you going to be answered? Oh, because I have a good walk. I said, give me your New Testament Bible. Present the gospel to him. Because there is a big difference than believe than receive. Same thing with the Samaritan woman. She believed there is one supposed to come in. But she was not saved. First, she realized she was a sinner. But I see the water. When I just go, I will get it, buddy. And I love the water. I will give you time to bring it. Praise the Lord. I'm ready to preach right now. First, she realized she was a sinner. And now, she received Christ. So, Brother Joe, how do you know that? Look at what the Bible said in verse 26. Jesus said unto her, I'm not speaking to thee here. To understand verse 26, you have to go to verse 25. In verse 25, the Samaritan woman talking. The woman said, that's the woman talking, the Samaritan said. The woman said unto him, I know that the Messiah come, which is called Christ, that she's talking. But Jesus answered the woman back. In verse 26, Jesus said unto her, I that speaking to thee, I am here. I believe when Jesus revealed himself to her, she received Christ as a personal Savior. Because according to verse 25, she doesn't know Jesus is the Son of God. Because he said, I know there's one supposed to come and he's called Christ. You know the story? In John chapter 9, there is a man was born blind. You know the story, right? But the Bible said, after Jesus healed the blind man preacher, later Jesus find the blind man. Jesus asked the blind man a question. Jesus said, dost thou believe in the Son of God? You know what he said? He said, who thou Lord? Who is the Son of God? That's when he doesn't know the Son of God. Jesus said, I am the Son of God. He said, oh, Lord, I believe in you. Amen. I believe in you. Same thing. How to listen to me? Same thing with this Samaritan woman. According to verse 25, she doesn't know if Jesus is the Son of God. Because she said, I know there's one supposed to come in. He's called Christ. But in verse 26, Jesus answered the Samaritan woman. Jesus said, the one you said supposed to come in is the one you're talking right now. The one you said supposed to come in is the one going to crucify. He's the one going to die in the cross Calvary to pay for your sin. Jesus said, I am the Son of God. I am the Savior. I am the living water. If you drink this water, you will never thirsty again. The Bible said, Jesus Christ revealed himself to the Samaritan woman. The Samaritan woman believe, receive Christ as a personal Savior. Let me tell you something. Jesus Christ already revealed himself to you. He revealed himself to you in the Bible, in the Word of God. Bible said, Romans 5 verse 8, God will come and his love to us. While we are his sinner, Christ died for us. Romans 10 verse 9 said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, thou shalt believe in your heart, God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10 verse 13 said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let me tell you what the word whosoever mean. Whosoever mean, black people can be saved. Whosoever mean, white people can be saved. Whosoever mean, Spanish people can be saved. Whosoever mean, pretty ladies can be saved. Whosoever mean, ugly men can be saved. Because the Bible says, he died for all. He died for all. He died for all. He died for me. He died for you. He died for me. He died for you. Don't let me tell you something, church member. Don't listen to people preaching Calvinism. Said Jesus died for some. He's not died for others. If you study the Bible, he died for
for all. He died for all. He died for all. No matter your skinny color, your background, where you from, when he died in the cross, Calvary, he died for all. He said, "Brother Joe, I know you wasn't voodoo. I know your mom taught you voodoo. But I want you to know, I'm died for you. I'm died for you. He died for." Don't listen, people said, if you rich, you die, you're going to hell. Nope. If you're not saved, you're going to hell. Because when my Savior died, he died for all. He said, no matter where you're from, your skinny color, he died for all. You know, some people try to put my God as a racist God. You know why? They said, oh, he died for some, he's not died for others. No. If you study all the entire Bible, you know why he said? All. All. Now the Samaritan woman. The Samaritan woman received Christ as a personal Savior. Oh, she got saved. Oh, she's a child of God. But after she got saved, she became a great soul winner. You say, Brother Joe, how do you know that? Look at what the Bible said in verse 29. Come see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Is not did the Christ. Oh, after she got saved. Oh, she got excited. Oh, she's enjoyed. Oh, she wants to do something for God. You know, when someone got saved, there's a smile. There's a joy. You know why she has a joy? Because there's a third person who dwells in her. The third person called the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives you joy, happiness. Oh, she got excited. Oh, she's happy. Oh, she wants to do something for God. Oh, she wants to involve in the ministry. Oh, she wants to involve in the boss ministry. Oh, she wants to involve in the street, preaching street. Oh, she got excited. You remember Bible said, oh, she has the water pot. You remember the water pot? You remember that? Bible said she left the water pot. She walked away. And she said, come to see. Come to see. Amen. You tell me everything. He's the Son of God. Come to see Jesus. Come to see him. Come to see him. Come to see him. Bible said many people save. Many people come to see Jesus. She never been in Bible college. Mm-mm. She's not a missionary's wife. Mm-mm. She's not a pastor's wife, a deacon wife. Mm-mm. She's never been in the church a long time. No. She just got saved and involved in the ministry. Let me ask you a question. Don't raise your hand. How long have you been in the church? Maybe 25 years, 10 years, 5 years, 1 year, 2 years. But thinking about that, how many people you invited come to see Jesus? You say, Brother Joe, I don't know the gospel. I don't know the Bible. You say, Brother Joe, I want to go soul winning. I want to involve in soul winning, but I don't have time to go soul winning. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. If you don't have time to go soul winning, when you go to McDonald's, you can pass gospel track. When you go to Walmart, you can pass gospel track. When you go in gas station, you can pass gospel track. When you go in the street, you can pass gospel track. Because God gave the commitment to the church. The commitment not only for the pastor, not only for the assistant pastor. God spoke to the church. He spoke to the believer. He spoke to God's people. God said, go preach the gospel. Go preach the gospel. Go preach the gospel. If you not go soul winning, that means you sin against God. You not obey God's commitment. It's not my word. It's not preacher's word. It's God's word. Amen. Said go. You know, when I came to America, I don't speak no English. I go soul winning. No English. I go soul winning preacher. I put a gospel track in my pocket and go to the sidewalk and walking, coming back, walking. When I see a man come, you know what I do, preacher?
I just take the gospel and say, I see they take it, they read it. Don't say you cannot. Amen. You say, well, Joe, I don't know the Bible. For you. Well, if you don't know the Bible, just invite them. If you don't know the Bible, just invite them. If you cannot present the gospel, just invite them. If you invite them coming, that's the job of the Holy Spirit, to use the men of God and sin they're coming here. Because the soul winning is a God's commandment. First, she realized she was a sinner. Second, she believed in Jesus Christ. And third, that's the result of the message. She brought revival to Samaria. She brought revival to Samaria. You say, Brother Joe, how do you know that? Look at what the Bible said in verse 39. That's the result of the message. Many of the Samaritans on that city believe on him for the saying of the Peter. Is that correct? John? Many of the Samaritans believe on him of the saying which of the saying of the woman which testified, told me all I ever did. Many people believe, many people save because of the Samaritan woman. Oh, after she got saved, oh, she become a home missionary. You know why she become a home missionary? You know why? Because she know the culture. She know the language. Maybe she said, I cannot go to Mexico. I don't speak Spanish. I cannot stay to America. People will not understand me very well because my English is not good. Maybe she said, let me go back to my home people to talk to them in the same language because I know the language. She go back home, become a home missionary, talk to them, said, come to see him, come to see Jesus, come to see him. That's what I'm trying to do. I know the language. I know the culture. I'm going back to my people, to my language. Tell to them, it's not voodoo. Jesus Christ, he's the Son of God. He's the Son of God. Come to see him. Come to see him. I believe. Thank you so much. Many will be saved. I believe many will be saved if I talk to them about Christ. Amen. When the woman went to a city to talk to people about Christ, she believed many would be saved if they saw the one who changed her life. Amen. Do you know, brother, many people will be saved if they know the one who saved you? Amen. Do you know many will be saved, my brother, if they know the one who saved you? Maybe when the woman went to a city, you know, that is not in the Bible. Maybe she said, do you remember me? I am the Samaritan woman. I am the woman always in the street. I am the one who devoured your marriage. Now I will not do that anymore. You know why? Because I'm a child of God. Come to see the one who saved me. Maybe she said, hey, I got news for you. Maybe she said, do you remember me? I am the one who broke in your relationship. Now I will not do that anymore. Trust me, because Jesus in my life, come to see him. Bible said many people come and many people save. Because of the one woman. Christian people, I'm just give you a last true story. I'm close. I can keep preaching, but I'm just stop, because if I keep continuing, you will finish. I will finish by 10. So, because I enjoy, because I see more I preach, I say amen, but I'm stopped, because when you go to church and people say, hey, man, that's you keep continuing, and some of them say, I need to go. Let me give you a story. I got saved 2004. And, you know, after I got saved, and I have a good desire because I was too involved in the ministry, you know, go straight and I was sweet preaching. And then at the time I said, I want to go to the Bible college. There's no good Bible college in Haiti to train in me where I can know more about God. I crossed the border, go to the other side, the island. That's mean Dominican Republic. And I went to Dominican Republic to talk. A missionary was there, you know, and he has a Bible institute because I want to involve to get training. You know, and he just have a conversation with me, preacher, about my salvation before, you know, he let me come to the Bible Institute. And he's talking to me in the church, and while I'm giving my testimony, and there's a young, beautiful lady walking in the sidewalk, and I was in the yard talking to the preacher. And the preacher said, Brother Joe, we're talking later. Go talk to the lady about the gospel. And then I go, I stop her, and then I present the gospel to her, and she received Christ. Amen. And after she got saved, and I just, you know, shake her hand and leave and come back, you know, to the school. But it was not far. It's a close, you know, the sidewalk and like Haiti in Dominica is not like America, big yard, you know, it was small. So and there's one of the college students said, hey, Brother Joe, do you know the lady you just finished talking to? You led to the Lord? I said, I don't know. He said, Brother Joe, she's a prostitute woman. She sell her body for $1. She sleep with 5-6 men a day. That she's doing. She sell her body. That's the reason she walking in the street to find a man. I said, really? I said, yes. I said, are you sure? He said, yes, Brother Joe. She's a prostitute woman. I said, I'm start judging. You know, I'm a human. I said, wow, maybe even I present the gospel to her. Maybe she's not saved. Then I said, let me go back to her, talk to her, and then try to invite her to come to the church. And I go, and she already a little bit far. And I go, I said, hey! You know, in Creole, so. And then she stopped. And I said, sorry, I stopped you. And, you know, and I said, please, we have a service tomorrow. Can you come to the church tomorrow? He said, Brother Joe, I don't have dress to go to church. I said, what I mean? He said, I have only pants. I said, you can come in with your pants. Let me tell you something, Christian people. I'm not compromised. When you just let to someone, to the Lord, someone, God, let them grow.
Amen.
Don't try to judge it. Don't say, oh, you. Don't try to judge. Let the person go. Because they don't know nothing about standards.
Right.
And I said, don't worry about that. You can come in. I said, you can come in with your pants. Come in with your pants. Don't worry. She coming the next day to the church with her pants and fall in the church. And I said, can you come in tonight? She coming Sunday night. And after that, and I come back, I go back to Haiti with her. And then 2009, the Lord just opened door for me. I came to America. And while I'm at the college, something come to my mind, preacher. I don't know. I said, let me call my friends. I have a couple of friends there, Dominican Republic. I said, let me call them. And I called one of my friends. I said, hey, brother, how are you? He said, brother, everything great. I'm almost done. Just the story I'm just giving. He said, everything great. I said, brother. He said, how are you? I said, brother, I am the Bible college. I cannot wait to finish to go back to Haiti preaching the gospel. And I said, brother, and do you remember the lady I led to the Lord? He said, who talking? I said, you know, J-Man. He said, oh, yeah. I said, how is she? He said, oh, Brother Joe. J-Man, faithful. Do you know J-Man married with a man? You know J-Man married with a dinner? J-Man, she become a preacher's wife. I said, brother, what do you say? He said, she's married for a preacher. I said, brother, you try to tell me, Jim, and the prostitute lady sell a body like for $1 sleep with 5 or 6 men a day? Now you try to tell me she's a pastor's wife? He said, yes. I said, brother, who's the Mary again? He said, Daniel. I said, okay, bye. I'm just keep the minute, you know, because I want to make a research. I don't believe the guy. I said, there's no way for Jim and now pastor's wife. And I said, let me call. I called someone. I said, hey, brother, do you know, I said, do you know DNL number? He said, yes. I take my pen and write in DNL number. And I just called DNL. I said, hey, brother DNL, how are you? He said, who's that? I said, this is brother Joe, brother. How are you, man? He said, great. He said, I said, brother Joe, what are you doing? I said, man, I'm in Bible college, exciting. I said, oh, you said, brother, I'm starting a church. We have 100 people in the church. People got saved, got exciting, you know, and I'm not coming straight to him. And I'm just, I said, brother, I know, oh, that's great. I said, brother, when I was there, I know you're single. You were single. So do you have any prospect yet? He said, what mean? I said, do you have a girlfriend? I'm not come straight. He said, no, I don't have girlfriend. I have wife. I said, oh, who's your wife? And he said, this little bit silent, said, Brother Joe, I know you know my wife. Thank you for leading my wife to the Lord. Amen. He said, I'm married for Jim, man. She's my wife. He said, Brother Joe, Jim, man, she's not prostituted anymore. Jim, man, right now, Brother Joe, teach a young lady how do you dress for the Lord. Teach a Sunday school for the lady serving the Lord. Go sewing together. I said, brother, are you serious? He said, yes. He said, brother Joe, we have 2 children serving the Lord. I said, brother, why are you talking? Can you send a picture to me? Because I still not believe, you know. And then he sent a picture, and I see the picture. I see Jim, man, you know, husband in the back with 2 beautiful kids. And I said, brother, I'm so glad. Can I talk to your man? And the man just said, hey, brother Joe, how are you? Thank you so much for leading me to the Lord. God bless me. He said, brother Joe, I've been, you know, a lot of people beat me. You know, when I was in the world doing prostitution, he said, now God give me a godly man. I'm glad. He said, thank you. He said, thank you. I said, your man, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Can you imagine? A prostitute woman become a pastor's wife because of the result of the gospel.
Amen.
Christian people, don't try to change a people.
Amen.
You cannot them, just give them the gospel.
Amen.
Let the Holy Spirit change him. You know, in December, last December, you know, Christmas, and then I was looking at a picture, you know, and Jim, and after that, and a couple months after that, and coming back, look at the picture, and my wife was there when, you know, it was about April. So go back again, look at Jim and picture again. You know, he was sent it to me. So when I talked to my wife, I said, honey, why do you think that's my child? He said, what I mean? He said, you're just young. I said, that's my spiritual child. She's a pastor's wife. Honey, I would like to send something to her. You know, let me ask a question. Before you send money to someone, ask your wife. If that, you can be in trouble. I said, honey, what do you think if I'm writing a check? You know, send a little bit of money for her. My wife said, it's okay. Okay. And I'm just preaching. I'm just getting a pen, writing a check. Too much exciting. I'm be careful not put a lot of money in it. So, and then I sent the money for Jim. And she said, Brother Joe, thank you so much. Jim right now encouraged me to serve in the Lord. He said, keep serving the Lord. Only God can do it. They still have a summer on here. Another Jim prostitute. They're waiting for you. You, to present the gospel.
Amen.
Jesus is close to coming. I don't know when it's coming, but Christian people, do your job before he's coming. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Head bowed,
See, God changes people's lives after they're saved, but not before. God works through us to present the gospel. People trust Jesus to save them. They get saved, and God totally changes, radically changes their life. The question to the church that I think Brother Joel was trying to get across is, are we presenting the gospel? Joel, I can't. Well, he told you what to do. Give him a track, invite him to the church.
Amen.
Faith cometh by hearing, hearing of the word of God, they'll come and hear the word of God. Are you presenting the gospel? Are you inviting people to church? Are you sharing Jesus? Do you give the plan of salvation out from time to time? We have an awesome opportunity coming up to go to the state fair to present Jesus Christ to hundreds of people in one day. We actually have 2 days, but you can go one. Would you take advantage of those times? I'm going to ask Faith to play. And I want you to spend a little bit of time with the Lord and maybe make a commitment that, God, I'm going to pass out this many tracts this week. I'm going to witness to at least one person this week. I'm going to share the gospel with them. I'm going to invite at least one person to church this week. Make that commitment.